孝感是2011年中考英语听力训练9。一，情景反应。根据你所听到的内容，选择正确的应答语。每小题读两遍。
1. Will you help me with my English? Will you help me with my English?
2. Did you used to like chatting online? Did you used to like chatting online? 3.
How do you get along with your classmates? How do you get along with your classmates? 4.
What does your brother look like? What does your brother look like? 5.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
2. 对话理解。根据你所听到的对话及问题选择正确的答案。每小题读两遍。
6.
What can I do for you, sir?
I want some beef and eggs.
Question: Where are the man and the woman? What can I do for you, sir?
I want some beef and eggs.
Question: Where are the man and the woman? 7.
Anne, you don't look very well. What's the matter?
I feel sick and tired out.
Question: How is Anne? Anne, you don't look very well. What's the matter?
I feel sick and tired out.
Question: How is Anne? 8. Let's go to the mall this Friday afternoon.
Why not make it Saturday or Sunday?
Then, how about Saturday morning?
Okay.
Question: When will the two speakers go to the mall? Let's go to the mall this Friday afternoon.
Why not make it Saturday or Sunday?
Then, how about Saturday morning?
Okay.
Question: When will the two speakers go to the mall?
9.
You know Charmin very well. You must have been to Charmin many times.
In fact, I've never been to Charmin before, but I've read a lot about it.
Question: What can we learn from the conversation? You know Charmin very well. You must have been to Charmin many times.
In fact, I've never been to Charmin before, but I've read a lot about it.
Question: What can we learn from the conversation? 10. Can I watch TV for a while, Mom?
Not now. You have to finish your homework.
Question: What does the mother want the boy to do first? Can I watch TV for a while, Mom?
Not now. You have to finish your homework.
Question: What does the mother want the boy to do first?
听下面一段材料，回答第十一至十二题。
Hi, Sally, we'll have a long holiday in several days.
Oh, yes. We all are expecting it.
What will you plan to do?
I'll take part in a summer school to improve my spoken English. Do you want to join us?
Yes, I'll try. Then we'll be very busy together.
Questions.
11. What are they talking about?
12. Is the boy going to travel or join in a summer school?
Hi, Sally, we'll have a long holiday in several days.
Oh, yes. We all are expecting it.
What will you plan to do?
I'll take part in a summer school to improve my spoken English. Do you want to join us?
Yes, I'll try. Then we'll be very busy together.
Questions.
11. What are they talking about?
12. Is the boy going to travel or join in a summer school?
听下面一段材料，回答第十三至十五题。
Let's go and play ping pong, Mary.
Oh, sorry. I'm doing my homework now.
It's Sunday tomorrow. You will have enough time to finish it.
But I'm going to have a picnic.
With whom?
Tom and Jack.
Did you buy anything to eat for it?
No.But my mother went to do some shopping just now.
Questions.
13. What is Mary doing now?
14. What is Mary going to do tomorrow?
15. Who went to buy some food for Mary?
Let's go and play ping pong, Mary.
Oh, sorry. I'm doing my homework now.
It's Sunday tomorrow. You will have enough time to finish it.
But I'm going to have a picnic.
With whom?
Tom and Jack.
Did you buy anything to eat for it?
No. But my mother went to do some shopping just now.
Questions.
13. What is Mary doing now?
14. What is Mary going to do tomorrow?
15.Who went to buy some food for Mary?
Three, 短文理解。根据你听到的短文内容回答后面的问题，选择正确的答案。每小题读两遍。
听下面一段材料，回答第十六至二十题。
I have a pet dog. Its name is Billy. Early every morning, Billy goes to the shop in the village. The girl in the shop gives him two things, a small piece of meat and a newspaper. Billy eats the meat and then takes the newspaper in his mouth, running home. I like reading my newspaper in bed.Before I got up, Billy knows that and brings the paper to my bedroom. When I am eating my breakfast, he brings all the lettuce to me. After that, he goes out to wait for the bus. When he sees the bus coming, he barks. I run out to take the bus. Billy never lets me miss the bus.
Questions.
16. Where does Billy go early every morning?
17. What does Billy bring back home?
18. What does the speaker do before getting up?
19. What does Billy do when he sees the bus coming?
20. What can we learn from the passage? I have a pet dog. Its name is Billy. Early every morning, Billy goes to the shop in the village. The girl in the shop gives him two things, a small piece of meat and a newspaper. Billy eats the meat, and then takes the newspaper in his mouth, running home. I like reading my newspaper in bed, before I got up. Billy knows that, and brings the paper to my bedroom. When I am eating my breakfast, he brings all the letters to me. After that, he goes out to wait for the bus. When he sees the bus coming, he barks. I run out to take the bus. Billy never lets me miss the bus.
Questions.
16. Where does Billy go early every morning?
17. What does Billy bring back home?
18. What does the speaker do before getting up?
19. What does Billy do when he sees the bus coming?
20. What can we learn from the passage?